This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form. Presented by United Staffing Associates. Choose a job you love and you never have to work a day in your life. Let USA help you find your new career or a new employment opportunity. United We Staff. Hello and welcome to the award-winning Jug Country Morning Show, live from the Railside Center in San Luis Obispo, California. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your hosts for this morning, Tom Cafuri and Becky Kingman.
Take my horse to the whole town road and then ride till the can no more.
Come on, let's get this day rolling.
Promises made, promises kept.
Success isn't about how much money you make.
Eat this Halloweeny. Enjoying adult overnight activities.
Wow.
I didn't know there was like a secret VIP room where you get the good wood. The greasy wiener. It looked like a hairy popsicle. Hike a leg up and grab your ankle. Why do you have so many things in your goodie bag over there?
You are a rude, terrible person. This administration is running like a fine-tuned machine.
Good morning, campers.
Well, you can tell I'm in a good mood today.
Good. Me too.
Are you? It's a great day today. It's a great day today.
Bullshit.
Stop that.
Bullshit.
Stop that.
Bullshit.
Stop it.
Bullshit.
Joshua was so excited to see his brand new baby brother yesterday.
I bet. That's so fun.
Him and Jordan, they could hardly contain themselves. They just wanted to run over and like jump on him, you know, and just smother him and
hug
him.
How does Jordan feel to not be the baby?
All she is saying is, I'm the big sister now. I'm the big sister.
So she's into it. She's like, that's right.
Right.
That's right, Jake.
So I'm like, hey, Jordan, you're the middle sister. You're the middle one now. She's like, no. I'm the big sister.
She is the big sister.
You're right. She is. She's right. That's how she's looking at it.
Don't take that away from her.
She's not the middle child.
She earned that title.
She is not the middle child. She will not have the middle child. She's the big sister. So she's very happy. And it was so cute watching her just say, he's so cute. You know, because little tiny Jake's like, you know, size of a football right now. And he's trying to explain to Joshua how he can't keep his neck up. You know what I mean? You got to be careful when you hold him because the neck, you know, is still flopping around in there. But I haven't posted, like, a lot of pictures or shared pictures yet. I'm waiting for him to get cute, you know. First couple days are a little sketchy. You know my feelings on that. But
I'm sorry. I didn't listen to anything you just said. But what I think I heard out of my right ear is that you're not sharing pictures of your grandson yet because he's not cute.
Not cute enough yet.
So you're going to wait.
He's great, actually.
Horrid human.
Actually, he is very cute. We took some pictures yesterday. He's very cute. But his eyes are starting to, you know, he can open up now and he can see. And I was telling Joshua that he sees like black and white. Isn't that right? Like babies only see black and white now?
I don't know about that. I don't think so.
I'm a doctor.
I think that's like a dog thing.
I'm a doctor. I am so happy
Maybe
today.
You shouldn't tell Joshua things until you actually know the facts.
Are you kidding me?
And I'm pretty sure that's not true. Like, Jake is now 3 days old, two days old. I'm pretty sure he's...
He can see colors?
Good.
I don't know if he can see colors.
You are so something.
You got into Harvard Law?
Yeah.
What, like it's hard?
Right. Please. What a show today. Man, I'm excited. I hope people are here today. Today's going to be a fun one. Computers, COVID, 50 states, in case you didn't know, STDs, dumb people, fair food, Disney... We'll play our one-second song game. We'll talk to Tascadero head football coach Vic Cooper. We'll have our throwback song of the day. We'll have our phrase of the day. Give you a chance to win Big Bubba's Bad Barbecue gift card. And, of course, your text, Jug Country, on the Sky River RV text line, where you can text us anything you would like at 805-549-8698. Is anybody in
Don't
today?
Don't ask me yet. Hold on.
That's a roll call time.
I know. I'm doing something, though. Okay.
All right.
In this morning, Taryn, Kent the meat guy, Jennifer Irish, the middleman, the parts dude, Michelle from Limos Feed, Uncle Hindo, Aunt Joy, Starla from Napomo, Becky with the lazy husband, Ken Woods, James from Walmart, Carrie, Vegas to Prim, Danielle's bearded husband, Jan Ardo, Russell Smith, Lynette Le Poitavin, Rod from Santa Maria, Catgirl, Incognito, Tammy, Chris in Morro Bay, St. Matt from Carpinteria, Brick House, Aggressive Jamie, oldest person ever from Illinois, Tammy Wynette, Santa Cruz, Hippie, Bacon Eater, Jeremy, wow, the driver, just doing her job. Shauna, the solving phlebotomist. Cody from Camp Roberts, North County Hillbilly. Lisa, the realtor from Creston, new to the area. Denise. Jake with the spotty internet. Vicky from Templeton. Couple of unnamed people. Kelsey loves Garth all the way. Renee, federal holiday. Lee, thanks. Kayla, Nancy with the quarantine roommate. Tough luck. Country, A. Rob. Josh from Heritage. Corey here. Gilbert from Atascadero. Jody Blumengrow, Atascadero teacher. Jennifer with the ginormo dog. Cameron, the male EMT. The toilet texter. Single Caleb. The miner in Santa Margarita. Amy Joe. Wow. Did I say Jan Ardo? I'm not sure. And Al Pepito.
Wow, a lot of folks in today. 6 a.m. Club is representing. Here's something for you, 6 a.m. clubbers. Just bust the move. Oh, who's that unnamed person right there with the last digits are 1845? See that guy?
Yeah.
Oh, he wants us to call him Swamp Man.
I saw that, but I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either, because yesterday he texted in, "Too soon, Tommy. Is that what your wife calls you?" You know what?
You know what I'm going to call him? Man. Swamp A.
Swamp A. I
like that. Swamp A Man.
And you know what else, Swamp Man?
Pull up your pants, take off the bra, and be a man!
That's the mood I'm in today.
Swampy underwear guy.
Don't we already have somebody named Swamp A?
I don't know.
We have Country A.
Yeah.
No, we don't have any. Swamp A is open. You win, Swamp A.
I can't call him Swamp A.
Swamp A man. It's fine. You're good.
All right, Swamp A.
Woo! I'm ready to go, Jug Country.
You earned it, pal.
You got it, man.
Here's a
98.1 K-Jug, Tom and Becky in the morning. Oh, I got a great jug pull today. Do you trust more computers or humans?
Humans.
No way.
Humans.
Stop. Stop immediately.
Humans.
You cannot be serious.
Humans.
You can't be serious, B.
Yeah.
You can't be serious,
I am.
Man. You cannot be serious.
No way.
Humans.
Okay, first of all, anytime you have any problem with your phone, your iPad, your computer, you know what the answer is? Just reboot it, all right? Somehow you've screwed it up. It's always operator error, myself included. And I'm the tech guy, myself included. It's always operator error. Computers just don't make, they just don't make mistakes. Researchers have now found that humans may trust computers more than other humans. They did this thing where, you know, study and research and all that science stuff. And humans were more likely to follow the suggestion generated by an algorithm than by other humans. And I'm just telling you, the computer didn't screw up. You screwed up. I screwed up. You can't trust humans more.
I do. Like, I'm never driving a self-driving car. Because
that's,
you could,
right,
have a glitch, too. Like, glitch, and then there's no stopping you.
What,
I've seen, like, the 60 Minutes and, like, I don't know, it was like an Oprah special years ago where the girl was driving and her car freaked out and, like, just, yeah, kept exhilarating, and then she had to run into a police officer because the police officer had to get in front of her. That has terrified me forever.
Did it exhilarate? Or did it accelerate?
Accelerate. Accelerate. What is the word?
You said the car exhilarated.
I feel like you and I'm having deja vu. Have we not, right, done this before?
No, we've not. We've not.
I think we have. I can't say that word.
Exhilarate.
Exhilarate.
I like you're
yeah,
happy,
accelerate,
right? Excited. Accelerate.
That's
is what you do.
Word.
It's not the
Are
same.
Are you sure?
Why don't you put your foot on the gas?
Accelerate. I would say exhilarate.
What a day already.
36.
Right.
I will never get that right for
college
as long as
graduate.
I live. I'll never get that right.
Good job, Cal Poly. I hope you're happy right there. That
I
is
will
a
be
Cal 88, Poly
and
graduate.
I will always say exhilarate.
Hello, fellow Mustangs.
Hey. Well, listen,
accelerate.
Accelerate.
That's not a real word.
So good. So good. All I'm saying is, and my wife gets so mad at me. She's like, hey, can you? She's just the other day. She's like, hey, my computer seems to be running a little slow. Can you fix it? And I said, Mickey, I don't even have to look at your computer, but I can tell you right now, you have 20 different tabs open in your browser, and you've got 500 documents saved to your desktop that 12 of them are open. Shut some stuff down, take some resources off that CPU of yours, and reboot your computer. So then 20 minutes later, she's like, all right, I'm ready. I'm like, ready for what? Ready for you to come fix my computer. I said, I told you what to do. Shut it down. Just turn it off. Reboot it. Turn it back on. It'll be fine.
And was it?
Yeah, of course.
I don't understand people that do that. Jeff does the same thing. I'll go to, like, open our laptop at home, and there's legit like 100 tabs open, and they're all really small. I'm like, you can't be serious, dude.
Unreal.
Come on, like just close the tab down.
Order what you need to order. Bookmark the tab if you want to come back to it. There are things for that. This is what I'm saying. Computers, man.
But you know what? She could, as a human, close all of those down.
She could.
A computer could just freak out. You don't know what it's going to do. There's no reasoning with it.
At some point, the computer's just going to say, okay, too much going on. I'm shutting down. I'll reboot myself.
Trust humans more.
It is our jug poll of the day today. Who do you trust more, computers or humans? I totally computers. 100% computers. Computers is never. Computers are like Carrie Underwood's singing voice. Never makes a mistake. Never makes a mistake. Vince Gill playing guitar. Never makes a mistake.
Unnamed person. Why doesn't Tom just shut up and be the hero for his wife?
I thought I was. You don't think that's being the hero? Saying, reboot, sweetie.
Well, you could have gone over and done it for her, I think, is what they're saying.
Who said that text then?
An unnamed person.
That was aggressive.
A little bit it was.
Wow.
That is a hell of a thing for you to say to me.
In the last picture he sent, he's dressed like a bunny, so I will call him aggressive bunny.
Wow, right. Why doesn't Tom shut up and just be the hero? Wow.
I'm your huckleberry.
Holy smokes.
Say when.
Goodness gracious. Seems aggressive. All right, that is our jug poll. It's brought to you by our friends at Farm Supply.
It said Maggie May. Maybe that's the person's name.
Oh, like the Rod Stewart song?
Maybe. I don't really know.
It's a good song. It's a really good song. Maybe I'll take it back, Maggie May. All right, home to Kellogg Garden Organics and Armstrong Garden Centers, from soils to fertilizers and vegetables to seasonal plants. 4 nursery locations to serve you in Paso Robles, San Luis Obispo, Rio Grande, and Santa Maria. Jug Polo, 98.1 K Jug, Tom and Becky in the morning.
Coronavirus!
I don't want to spend a lot of time on this today, but it's like every day we have to have one update. So here's your update for the day. Again, this seems to be like 6 months late, but whatever. A new study suggests that emptying airplane middle rows could limit passengers' exposure to the coronavirus during flights by like 33%. This comes as a result of Delta being the last major airline to end the practice of emptying middle rows. So now all flights...
I didn't know that they were still doing that.
Right, I didn't either, because here's the deal. Have we heard of anybody claim they got coronavirus on a plane? I thought planes were safe. I thought they were triple filtering, HEPA filter... Everybody's masked up. If you're not masked up, you get punched and thrown off the plane forever. Like, planes are safe. We've reopened. Millions of people are flying. We're going for it. So how is this even an issue? I don't... It's another one of those disconnects for me, like... It's another one of those disconnects of, like, the CDC or the NIH saying something, and yet... Nobody's doing it.
Coronavirus sucks.
Our public health orders don't apply to any levels of government. So they don't apply to federal, provincial, or municipal governments.
Here's my question, as you like to say, and I'm asking a serious question here, okay? This is my question. If the CDC director is literally brought to tears a week ago, begging us not to reopen, and Dr. Fauci, and by the way, her name isn't it Walensky?
I don't know.
And Dr. Fauci from the NIH is saying we should still not go into restaurants and eat, and yet we are. My legitimate question is, if all the political leaders are not heeding their advice, then what is their advice? Is it just simply to scare people? At which point, that's a really sick joke, because this is a serious virus. Or you just don't believe them.
I don't think it's either of those things.
And if you don't believe them and you're not going to take their advice, then why do they even exist?
I'm sure it's not either of those things. I don't think that the political leaders are scared. I don't think they're sitting around like, ooh, let's just scare people. Like, that'd be a fun joke. I think it's more of like a little bit of a power trip, a little bit of a control trip.
So us,
again, serious conversation. Go back to my question a few weeks ago. I don't understand why we're only listening to Dr. Fauci. Like, well, and I'm not saying, why don't we just listen to any old schmo? Why aren't we listening to, you know, grandma Diane, who's posting things on Facebook? I'm talking about doctors from Johns Hopkins. I'm talking about, like, and that's highly regarded doctors and researchers. And if they ever have anything to say, not only do we not want to hear what they have to say, we're not allowed to hear what they have to say. We completely, and you can't even deny it, wipe them off of social media and YouTube. They are banned. They're censored from sharing what they have to say. These are, again, highly regarded doctors. Highly regarded virus experts, and epidemiologists.
And that is a, and that is a totally...
Why are we not listening to them?
That's a totally,
why do we only listen to Dr. Fauci?
I
think
that
a lot of us know the answer to that.
Well, I would take that a step further and say, clearly, our elected officials aren't listening to Dr. Fauci because we're opening everything
up. Fine, they're not listening to him, but they're making the rest of us listen to him.
Now my point.
But so again, rules for thee, not for me. We have to listen to what Anthony Fauci says, but no one else has to.
But so I'm expected as just a common person, I'm expected to hear to watch the head of the CDC be brought to tears, begging us not to reopen. I'm supposed to take that seriously.
I don't think for one second that the head of the CDC is really crying. Maybe people can see through crap. Maybe we're not all stupid. Maybe we're not as dumb as everyone likes to think that we are. All of the elitist politicians and celebrities. Like, maybe we can actually see through your BS.
I don't agree with the new CDC guidance, period, full stop.
I think it's so confusing for the common person, because now you're two people.
It's
that
not
you
confusing
have,
for the common person.
It is. If you put your two people that you put up as the face of the pandemic are saying one thing, and yet your guidelines and rules are doing something completely different.
That's
than
not
you
confusing, though.
I don't think
you're giving
it.
People enough credit either. They're not confused. People know the truth. People know what is crap and what isn't. Like, sure, there are some people like, I'm going to believe everything that every politician and everything Anthony Fauci says as God, because it's become like this weird religion with some people. And then you question one thing, and you're a freak. You're a conspiracy theorist. You're like a right-wing psycho. Oh, my God, you're actually a white supremacist. I mean, we're so extreme in this country. It is wild. It is
just
wild.
Lay low and cool it.
But at the same time, we are completely censoring doctors. Gotcha. Like, highly esteemed doctors. And there's not a red flag to anyone on either side of the political aisle. That doesn't bring up any red flags to you. I don't care if you're liberal. I don't care if you're conservative. Both of you should be looking at that like, that seems shady. Something doesn't seem right here.
All right, we're good.
We're not good.
I got an eye on your meds.
You're the
here.
Opposite of good.
I'll give you a buffalo nickel if you'll calm down just a little bit.
That's
you know
the
what?
One and only
don't
time we're going to talk
an
about
opinion. Don't bring up a
I
conversation
love your opinions.
If we're not
love...
going to have like a real conversation about it, because we want to pretend like everyone just wants to talk about like
I love you.
Oh gosh,
I love you. I love your
like,
opinions.
Here's what's happening.
I love you. I love everything. I asked the question. You're right. I asked the question. I'm confused.
You're confused. Not confused. I'm sick of people saying I'm confused. Like the hell you are. You are not confused.
Okay.
You know exactly what's up.
Whew. Good morning.
More frigging coffee
good
over
morning.
Here.
Can I get you a massage and a cigarette, please?
If I have to hear one more politician pretend cry, that's here.
God, look at you.
Nothing on coffee.
Stop.
If I have to hear one more politician pretend cry over one thing this year, I don't care what it is, I can't take it.
I've got to go. I've got to go. I love you.
And I truly,
how many politicians have you heard pretend cry?
Let's talk about the 50 states. Of the 50 states and the District of Columbia, which is technically 51, Hawaii was ranked as the best state, and the District of Columbia was ranked the worst.
What factors are contributing to this?
Ah, funny you should ask. Nicely done, B. Let's see here. States, beautiful scenery, vacations.
Could have read the story before you started talking about it.
It doesn't list them all. But they were D.C. last place, though, which is, I like D.C. I think D.C. is very historical, a very nice place to visit. I like Hawaii, too.
But what makes it the worst?
Americans said in a recent poll by YouGov that Washington, D.C. is the worst place in America. The poll paired two states in head-to-head matches, and states were then ranked on their win percentage. So it was kind of like, would you rather be in Washington, D.C. or Alabama? You see what I'm saying? Then they go, oh, I'd rather be in Alabama. Would you rather be in North Carolina or Utah? And they did this a million times. And it's like
process of elimination?
Kind of like...
That's the survey.
Most people would want to be in Hawaii of any of the 50 states.
But of course
states.
People are going to say that,
That's
right?
That's the answer.
But like live in Hawaii, work in Hawaii.
Yes, the whole nine yards. The whole nine yards. And number two, Colorado. Number three, Virginia. You like Virginia. Number four, Nevada. Probably for Vegas. North Carolina, 5. Florida, 6. Arizona, 7. New York, 8. Georgia, 9. Texas, 10. California came in 12th.
Of course. Like, 12. Who wants to come here? Like, 12. It used to. People used to want to come here. Like, California, beautiful. Yeah. You have Hollywood. You have celebrities. Everything seems glamorous. Like, everything now seems heroin-y and poop on the streets.
District of Columbia came in 51st. Alabama, 50. Mississippi, 49. New Jersey, 48. Nobody wants New Jersey. It's still got the bad rap. You know what I mean?
I'd rather be in New Jersey than...
They say New Jersey smells.
I've never been to New Jersey, so I shouldn't say that.
I've been to New Jersey a few times.
What'd you think of it? I imagine everything in New Jersey having like a Instagram filter on it as well, like one of those cold kind of...
It depends where you're at. I mean, if you're right across the Hudson River and you're in Hoboken, it's beautiful, and you got this New York City skyline.
What about the Jersey Shore?
You'd be great, fabulous.
Low-grade fevers everywhere?
No,
because that's what I got from the TV show.
No. And a lot of it is like The Sopranos. I mean, there's a lot of
talking about
drums.
Jersey Shore, the TV show.
Oh,
like,
yeah, that's
Snooki.
True, too.
That's what I imagine.
No. And there's a lot of industry. Like, it's gray and brown, sludgy.
Yeah,
that's
like
a lot
Instagram
of...
filter.
That's kind of like that. There's a lot of... You drive sometimes, like on the New Jersey Turnpike, and there's like these big... drums, big, huge storage tanks that you're not sure what's in there. Oil, water, or dead bodies. You don't know.
Darian the Phlebotomist said, why is North Carolina so popular, but South Carolina isn't?
South Carolina, yeah, ranked 29th. North Carolina, I don't know. Is it more beautiful? Is it more beautifuler than the other one?
I've never been to South Carolina. I've been to North Carolina. North Carolina's pretty. But it's not like, except for like Wilmington's really pretty. I really want to go to South Carolina. I feel like South Carolina would be more pretty than North Carolina.
I think you're thinking that you're going to bump into like...
Nicholas Sparks.
Yeah, I think that's what you're thinking. Like it's going to be a romance novel of some sort or a movie and you can, you know what I mean, sit on a porch and have mosquito screens around you so you don't get bit and you can do the long cigarettes and the highballs and the sunsets.
Are you saying I can't do that?
Sorry. Hang tight.
Why do you want to dash my dreams?
Coming up next, your chance. Welcome on in. It's time for your chance to win tickets to see Brett Young at the Avalon Beach Golf Resort. The concert has been moved to October 2. All current tickets will be honored, and tickets are on sale again. More tickets are available. Find out more at countryrootslive.com. You want to go see Brett Young, get the number one song in America right now. Lady. It's number one song. We've got your tickets right here. This is a...
got your tickets right here, pal.
We got your tickets. Who needs tickets? Brett Young, who needs two? You have to spy the lie, but that's not what we're calling this game.
No one calls this game that except
I
for
call
you.
This game, I call this game spy the lie. The game is called In Case You Didn't Know. It basically is two truths and a lie. Is that right? Two truths and one lie, is that how you say that?
Yes.
I call it spy the lie. I'm going to tell you three facts about me. And one of those is a lie, not true. It's that easy. You pick the one that's not true, you win the tickets. You have to call, though, old school, 805-549-8698, all right? If you can figure out the lie. You ready? I have a special 1986 Tom Goes to College edition.
Didn't we just
Spy
do this
lie.
One on Monday?
Not even close.
The perm and the
No. Here we go. You ready? I once saw Bob Seger in concert at the Nassau Coliseum on Long Island, New York. Just take those old records on the shelf. I said, listen to them. Number two, I once saw Journey at the Meadowlands in New Jersey. Or number
if this next question is about you going to a concert, I'm going...
Or number three, I once saw...
Oh my God, that is not how this game is played.
I once saw Bon Jovi at Madison Square Garden in New York City.
Tom, these are supposed to be fun facts about your life.
They are.
Like, not just concerts you've attended in the 80s.
They are.
These are not fun facts.
I'm sorry, you don't find them fun. You're excused for the rest of the morning, B.
Bye!
You're not even a B today. You know what you are?
The next letter?
You're a T.
What is that?
And you're not a C yet, no.
Oh my God, you can't say that!
You're a T.
What is a T?
You know.
How dare you?
One of those is not true. But two are true. 1986, did I see Bob Seger in Long Island, Journey in the Meadowlands in New Jersey, or Bon Jovi in Madison Square Garden? One of those is wrong.
Apple texted and said, wow, this game is really shaping up to be right up there with text us anything. Lame.
You're gone, Apple. You're out. You will not win the
ticket. Watch out, Apple, because you know what he'll call you, too.
Yeah. All right, one of those is wrong.
Who was it? Bob Seger at some random place, Journey somewhere, and Bon Jovi?
You don't even know. Grow up, please. 549-8698 is the number to call. 549-8698. Spy the lie. You're going to...
Tempur-Pedic. See store for details.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, buddy.
This is one of those days, man. This is one of those days where if you and I were spousal, this would be, you know what? I'm sleeping in the other room. Leave me alone.
Good, go.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm talking about. Spy the lie. Two of these are trues. One of those is a lie. 1986.
You're a whiny little bee.
Gosh. T. In college, 1986, I once saw Bob Seger at Long Island, the Nassau Coliseum. Number two, I saw Journey at the Meadowlands in New Jersey. Or three, I saw Bon Jovi at Madison Square Garden. One of those is a lie. Let's go to the phone and see if we can get a winner. Good morning, Tom and Becky. Who's this?
Jonathan.
Jonathan, what city do you live in?
Napomo.
All right, Jonathan, which one of those is not true?
You know, my gut's telling you, you always tease Becky about it. I'm going to go with Bob Seger.
Oh, no, I did see Bob Seger, man.
Damn.
I did see Bob Seger.
Okay.
I'm sorry, buddy. Have a good day. Good morning, Tom and Becky. Who's this?
Hi, this is Cassandra.
Cassandra, what city do you live in? All right, Cassandra, we know it's not Bob Seger, so which one's the lie? Who did I not see in concert, Journey or Bon Jovi?
Bon Jovi.
You're right. Nicely done. Nicely done. That's right. I did see Journey at the Meadowlands in New Jersey. I saw Bob Seger at the Nassau Coliseum on Long Island, but I never saw Bob.
This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form. Presented by United Staffing Associates. Choose a job you love and you never have to work a day in your life. Let USA help you find your new career or a new employment opportunity. United, we staff.